At 8:06, it is sunny, 48 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 67. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Missouri accounting firm, BKD, is brought in to audit the Oklahoma City Disaster Relief Fund, which is accused of mishandling donations to the Oklahoma City bombing survivors. A group of survivors and supporters called the Survivor Tree Committee says this is not the action for which they had hoped.
What we were asking for was an independent audit by Ken Feinberg, who would come in, you know, from totally out of state with no ties at all to anyone here in Oklahoma.
That is Holly Sweet, a spokeswoman for the group. Ken Feinberg oversaw the compensation to the 9/11 survivors. Israel Castillo will stand trial in connection with the Victory Christian Center sex abuse case. The former church janitor was bound over for trial yesterday on a charge of making a lewd proposal to a minor. Well, after several weeks of improvement, the nation's drought in most states, including here in Oklahoma, is getting worse. A U.S. Drought Monitor report shows dry conditions have intensified sharply in Oklahoma in just the last couple of weeks. Tulsa Area Emergency Manager Roger Jolliffe says the fall has yet to provide us much relief.
Yes, typically we have seen fall rains replenishing the summer droughts, and past couple of years we have not had that, and that's really starting to catch up with us.
In Oklahoma, more than 90% of the state remains in the extreme or exceptional drought category. The management of bankrupt Hostess will get $1.8 million in bonuses. The company says the money will be used to keep the management in place during the company's liquidation. 160 people worked at the Hostess Bakery here in Tulsa before it shut down earlier this month. On the Health Beat this morning, a brand new state-of-the-art healthcare center is opened at Veneta. It is operated by the Cherokee Nation. Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker says its services are greatly needed.
Beautiful 96,000 square foot clinic that has dentistry and optometry and lab, and for the folks in the northern part of the Cherokee Nation, it is absolutely fabulous.
The clinic opened earlier this month. It's located just off the Will Rogers Turnpike near the Veneta exit. There are fresh concerns this morning about the flu in Oklahoma. KWGS intern Jessica Byerly reviews the stats.
A new update from the State Department of Health indicates the number of people with the flu is on a steady increase. The department says two more people were hospitalized with the flu just last week. That brings the total to 11 so far this season, but at this point, there have been no deaths attributed to the flu in Oklahoma. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
The four-way stop in Collinsville is known for its gas, cold drinks, and Hunt's Brothers Pizza, that is, until yesterday. That's where a lottery ticket worth $1 million was sold. State officials have yet to hear from the ticket holder. A follow-up from yesterday morning, a man is dead after allegedly pointing a shotgun at police during an attempt to arrest him. Officer Jillian Robertson says members of the Warrens Task Force confronted Donald Hallett, a suspect in a shooting that took place earlier this month.
Officers approached the individual. He turned around, had a shotgun in his hands, and then took off running.
And when he stopped, he raised the shotgun, and that's when officers fired. You're paying more for gasoline this morning. Prices jumped about 11 cents overnight in Tulsa. It's now at $3.09 a gallon. Our weather forecast, sunshine and nice today, 67 for a high. Clear, mild tonight, 57 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and pleasant with a high of 74. Right now, sunny and 48. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.